We usually tend to do Chassidish Sfarim and something a little bit more off the beaten track. This one is from Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik's Sfarim tend to be flow, so it's very hard to cut out a piece because he's always going minion, and especially those Sfarim. But I tried to cut out a piece. It's a Machsheves Choretz. One of the Sfarim they put out from him. Very hard to give a definitive statement of what Eat Safe is about. They're just kind of, they're about. So, come in. His Sfarim are kind of very, very random like, and he goes. So here he's speaking about. Hi, Gitan. Here he's speaking about the inyan of the simcha post Yom Kippur. That's what he was talking about. You can make a leisha meanwhile. You don't have to. Please, that's more important. Good mind. So he's speaking over here about the inyan of simcha that comes after Yom Kippur, and he speaks about Sukkos. He goes into Sukkos because of it. Basically, his point, we're just starting sort of in the middle of it, and he says that all the Arba Minim are Meramis on the word Chayim, and so on. V'zeh Inyan. Well, on the piece that says Kufchav Beis, turn one page, and Kufchav Beis, it's the newer print. The old print is Rashi script. It's about half the size. This is V'zeh Inyan Adorsha, it's the right hand side, the bottom paragraph. V'zeh Inyan Adorsha Shimus Sha'omu de Kulin Shkakolam Haba. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It says Arba Yoitis and Arba Melochim don't have a Chelek Dolam Haba. And then the Gemara brings, it says Dorsha Rishumos said Af Elish and Chelekolam Haba. So very unclear who those Dorsha Rishumos are. It's as if they had. It's if they had a special Masoris, a Kabbalah. Just not very, very not clear what they are. So he says over here that so he darshes, I guess, the Dorsha Rishumas, he says, are the people who are able to see the Roshim of Inyanim. In other words, like this. Things that are certain things you see on the surface, and you look at it the way it is. So on the surface of it, you might as well, John, you could sit in the sukkah for the same price and make a leishiv.
I didn't realize
that it might be a dof and a kum at best, in which case you still can't eat underneath it. So Dorsha Rishumas would say actually, they had a chelik means. It's just like if I ask you something written over here, and you say nothing's written, it's blank. And then I keep scratching away, and I uncover like a layer behind it. That's called the reshim that's left there. So he says, Dorsha Rishumos Sha'omu de Kulam Shecherom Haba, Ki Hishtalmus Koach Ha'aves Bebonim, Einika Befoil Arishim Levavad. In other words, anything that the Ovis put into the children, any koach that the Ovis gave over to the children, the main koach is there as a reshima, not in potential. Let's give a simple example. When a person has genetic material that it gives over to a child, that genetic material, whatever it is not there befoil. If he has genes for being very smart or whatever it is, it's only potential. So whatever koach the Ovis gave in the real way, in a fundamental way to Banim, it's not nikah befoil reshima bulvat. The word reshima is a key word. It's used a lot in Chachmas Pnim. Uba'oisa reshima eina nichras klal b'shem Zer Yisrael. That's something that never leaves. So the people that were dorshe reshumos, the people that were able to see, yes, the dalad malachim, the hadyotis, don't have chelkom haba because befoil what they did is not worthy. But the Dorsha Rishimus, the hair that there's a shorish there, that's worthy of redemption. Kikol Yisrael Mizera Vramitzav Yaakov Heim Betoldosom Ubetchilas Hayitzir Mesharash Tov. Because all Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov have a Sharash Tov. V'yesh behen me'or hazarua letzadik de'amakon tzeikon haba. They all have this chelik. Hazochen tezechelum haba. Elashacha kach kishemekal kal maisav hu minatek umafelis or ma'at ma'at at sheyuchel agir v'kulkula sheynutak osor mena legamri. He says, what a person can do with his neshama is, a person can extinguish it so that there's no light whatsoever, and you don't see anything befall. But so he says, just like everything leaves over a certain reshim, and just like, for instance, if I lit a candle here, and then I blow it out, it's gone. But if I have an instrument, I can tell that there was once a candle here. So everything, every ha'ara milamala, even when it's gone from here, leaves over a certain reshim. This happens to be sort of he's touching on a code word in the Sfarim that talk about these things. They mention something about Yetziyah Tzadik also roshim, when it says the Tzadik leaves behind some mark. Let's just pause a minute, just talk about it a second, because it's an important point. Imagine you had an Adam Gadol, and the Adam Gadol was Mashpia, and whatever type of his tzitkis and his learning and chassidus and so on. And he dies. So, with his death, he's gone. There are some things you leave over, Yerusha, okay. But there's more than that. In the fact that a person misses the good that was there, that itself is a roishim of the tzaddik. Just like if a person sits on a foam and he gets up, there's something left over from that in terms of an indentation. The indentation lechura is all it's showing is what's missing. But when you understand what you're missing, you at least have a sense of the thing. A person that never saw a person who's a gadol in Torah, for instance. So he's not even missing him. Somebody who saw it, even if the person is long gone, but the person at least has a tfisa, and in that rishimu is where he has it. So when a person has, when we have a shevish of avis in us, even though the avis are gone, but the fact that there were avis and they're not here, that in itself is something that is a hecker, and it's a mitzias. Don't make leisha. Don't disturb yourself. Seriously. So he says like this. V'al yedei valkein afilu poishe Yisrael kol shem zera Avram Yitzchak Yaakov shehoye bem ur tzadikim etol dolsom. Anyone that at least the bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov af shekilkul maseim at shenichrusu milo nachayim. So even though these people are mentioned in the Mishnah as having lost it and they're cut off, he says, I'll give a mashal, like it says by Bnei Korach, and so on, that they were saved. That means the oir of Yaakov Avinu in Korach, it was gone. Yaakov didn't want to be mentioned in Korach, so that's gone. And yet, something came from them that was toiv, and that's the Korach of Rishimu. He says, so that's the pshat that Dorsh Shumos said that Chalkom Haba. I'd like to explain this a little bit because this is Nogia sometimes the way to look at Chazal and get a little bit of a tfisa. Let's think of Gemara like this. The Gemara says, the Stam Braisa says that four Malachim don't have Chalkom Haba, five years don't have Chalkom Haba, Dorsh Shumos said they have Chalkom Haba. So, in Halacha Lemaisa, I don't think Olam Haba is totally machlokas Tanoim and Amoraim, really. It's not Halacha Lemaisa, and Lemaim Nafkamina. In other words, what's the Nafkamina? And it's very hard to have a machlokas on something like this. What it means is, for instance, if I tell you that so-and-so so-and-so accomplished nothing. He lived his life and accomplished nothing. So I can argue and say he accomplished something, then we're arguing about facts, but there's a deeper nakuda about it. I can say you're right. In Lemaisa, he accomplished nothing, but he left over a certain roishim that allowed for things to happen a generation later, two generations later, because of the roishim that he left. So I need to look at it in two dimensions. Mitzad de befoal, they don't have a chayek olam haba. So whatever neshama Achi Ashiloni was, or Yeravam, mitzad who they are in Tanakh, there's no chayek olam haba. They don't deserve a chayek olam haba. They don't have a chayek olam haba. Mitzad a certain mark that they left, because everyone has it in him, no matter what, and it can't be obliterated. Then that left a mark, and that, and mikoyach that roishim, that chelik of the nefesh, that we'll call the roishim shaboy, that does have a chelik and a kiyum. I want to sort of use it to understand something. It's a given that the Torah doesn't talk about people that are not worth knowing anything about. The whole Torah, you know, Bereishis covers 2,000 years. You have a handful of people mentioned, and so on. The lives of Rishoyim are, on the one hand, it's there to tell me that that this is bad, and so on. But there's a certain Chaya Nitzchim. The fact that Haman is mentioned, the fact that Esav is mentioned, the fact that Yeravam is mentioned, they have a chelik in Torah. If you're missing the word Esav, or somebody's meicha molik from the Torah, Torah is a pasul sefer Torah. So in somewhere, not mikoyach what he did or what he is, but there's some need for it in a certain place. In sometimes it's there, just as a chetimtza to struggle against, like a molik, like Esav. And in Klal Yisrael, since there's toiv, no matter what, there's a roshim of toiv, and that's that. Umitzad, yes.
Barashayim, like Yeravam.
Yeah.
For instance, they leave a roshim, but it's a negative roshim, no?
But in the negative roshim itself, you have the chetimtza for toiv. If a person, let's take a simple example. If a person lives a life, if let's say I have a person who's a mean, selfish person, and by living with that person, I get a sense of how negative selfishness is, I get a certain chiyus for chesed, and bifrat, so that's mitzad derishas, rabbi, bifrat, that in Klal Yisrael, the word is, there's nobody that's negative all the way. Certainly behested, there was an akuda that was toiv. Okay, so now he explains something about, this is the piece that deals with the Dalad Minim. It's a little bit deep, and I try to explain it. It's Yom Tov is a time to learn a little bit about these things and to understand. The Dalad Minim, one of the things that can neged is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud and a hey and a vav and a hey. Dalad, can neged Dalad. Let's discuss a little bit about the meaning of the Shem of Hashem. Just like a word consists of letters, so that means that anytime you have a word and it consists of letters, we're able to discern certain parts of the word of that entity, mikoyach, the letters. So Adam. So the Aleph is something, the Dalits, Dam, Mora. There's different, it just like the word consists of letters, these are halakim. If every word is really expresses the essence of the thing itself, the letters are part essence of it. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu has no halakim, and that's obviously out. So what do we have? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia to us in hadraga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us things, and they range from being extraordinarily ruchni, and as it comes down, it becomes more megushim to us. And that's why malachim are a level of bria, the nevroim, they're not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're much more ruchnistic, and it comes down to us, and comes down, and every level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia in levels. That's an elementary axiom of understanding Darach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to us in different madrigas. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it has letters in it, it's not just one letter, or no letters, means that we can discern. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given for us to be Mesiachis. We call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem, Kirachim, Bechanan. We call out Hashem, Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us goes with Madregas. If you take a look, we have a Gemara Menachas. The Gemara says, Ki beko Hashem tzur elamim, that the world was created with the name Ko, Yud and a Hey. Yud Olam Haba, and Hey, this world. Why Yud Olam Haba? Because Yud is a dot. It's almost imperceptible. It says because there are not many people that make it into it. And obviously we're talking about Olam Haba, not Kol Yitzhoi Shem Chak Olam Haba, but Olam Haba in its purest essential form, the pure ruchnius of Olam Haba is limited. It's a dot. A Yud is a Kol Shu, and that's Yud. Hey, the Gemara says, is this world. Hey is... many reasons why a hay would be like that. Hay has the large surface area. The Maral says many places it has a dalet in it, which is the dalet ruach. So olam, it's a complete. It occupies a total square, really, like a mem, just without the piece on the bottom and the top, and on the slit. The hay is a lashon nekeva, which lumas the zochen nekeva. Many reasons why the hay would be that. So we have. The basic Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the world of Ruchnis, which is a Yud, and a Hey, which is our world. The Gemara says, why is the Hey shaped like it is, that it has an empty space on the bottom? In other words, Hey should have been shaped like a Mem Seifis, because it's the entire Shetach of the world. It's the Dalet Ruchos Olam. So the Gemara says, it's Dalet Ruchos with some Tikkunim, with some openings. The bottom is that this world has a big pit, and you go, if you don't hold on, you go straight down. That's what Gemara says. I'm not dashing. in this world, unless a person holds on, so the mitzvah of this world is that you fall through unless you do a pula to hold on. And why does it have a small piece on top open? So the Gemara obviously understood. You see from the Gemara that it should have been totally sasum. Why does it have to open? Well, it says it's a special place for a Baal Tshuva to climb back in again. The Baal Tshuva can climb in from the side. In fact, so the Gemara says, well, why doesn't he climb in the way he went out? The Gemara says, the Mahalach that got you out of this world is not going to get you into this world. Because if a person went Bederach Lo Tov, and he was the case, if a guy was doing X, Y, and Z, and that led him to do Averis, doing that again is not going to work. Has a shim with the Rambam, but you're there, Taluma, so you say Isha, different discussion. But that's not the discussion. So Yud and Hey is the world of the world Lamala and the world Lamata, which is the most basic chalukah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he really is imperceptible, and to us it's almost imperceptible because if it's totally imperceptible, we have no shaykhs to it. And the Hey is this world fleshed out. The full name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, which means that there is the same concept of Hey, Lamala and Lamata. Let's describe it. Let's talk about it so we can put in language that makes sense to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is above and beyond everything and anything. And there was a Ruchnistika world that was... before this world, we have no shaykh. All we know is It's pure ruchnis. That's that. In Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that describes a person at his best. Tayag mitzvahs and everything with it. And that's a ruchnistic picture of an Adam HaSholem. This is what Adam looks like. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is expressed in the Briah perfectly, we have Torah. And that's the hey. It's trying desperately to emulate that hay. In other words, the real world. So you have a world of an olam hazeh, quote unquote, which is a picture of a full bria b'shleimus, like we daven for on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Even if the world is b'shleimus, it's not a kodesh baruch. It's a physical world. Like the Rambam says, like Gemara's Machos, Losod Lovo will have a very physical world, Moshe Mashiach for sure, and yet it'll be b'shleimus. So that's a picture of a perfect world, and then there is the real physical world that we live in, and is purely chaymer, and is trying desperately to model itself after that hay. So you have a yud, a hay, and a hay. The Vav is a connecting letter. The Vav is the connecting letter of the Aleph Beis. And the Vav is what connects the two. And our Avoda lies in using the bridge between the two worlds, the full Ruchnistic world as it ought to be, and our world need to mirror each other. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we have the Yud, which is the source of it all, in a way that we can't even. For instance, let's give an example and let's try to flesh it out. The more flesh out, get a little more of a handle on it. When I go do something, it always starts with a rutzen. I want something. That rutzen is almost imperceptible. It's like I then flesh it out. I'm unhappy where I'm living. And I have a rutzen to live differently. I haven't even given a pic. Then I make a picture in my mind, what is it exactly that I would like it to be ideally? And then I actualize, I take brick and mortar and try to build it. Better usually get somebody else to do it. That's that's usually closer, it gets closer to the ideal in that way. So I'll go upon him. The giving over of the imagery is really where our voter lies. The makom avoda is that what's called in the lashon of the kadmonim, the hey tator and the hey lo should be parallel to each other, and they should the bottom one should look like the top one. So you really have a yud, which is the source, and the hey, which is how it looks b'shleimus. And that's what the Gemara says in Menachas Kibikah Hashem Tzur Lamim. And then you have a Vav instead of a Yud, because now we're not creating something from new, we're drawing it from the world above, and the hey, that's our world. That's the picture. Let's go and see what he says over here. Ubazeh naset tzir kol arba yisrim havaya. By taking the lulav and the esrig, nadasim, aravas, we get the tziruf of all of it. All Pesha Yisrael, their makom is in that later hay. Al de apsicha shetachteyuch elotzeis lemakom amisach haseshalom. It's that hole where you fall through. That's where the Rishoyim are. Vehu apesach laboli tomei shemandichon lotzeis. This is what the Gemara says, haboli tomei menichon lotzeis. When there's a hole there, you don't have to push the person down. If he's not holding himself up, he goes flying down. In a shorish, he still holds on. Even if he's fallen down, there's a thread holding him onto it. Let's skip to the next paragraph. So now he goes to the dalad minim, negative dalad minim. Esrog kineged hayud. The esrog is really like a dot. In other words, of the four minim, the esrog is the only one that's round. And there's a point in a certain sense. The other ones are elongated. So the esrog is connected to yud, shua chachma shebemoach, mishkan and shama tahora. It's the chachma and the moach, she ain shom shlita l'ra. The mishkan it's a rabbalev. In that yud, there's absolutely no makom for ra. It's not only a pshat that there's no ra befoal, there's not even a makom. Let's give the mashal. In the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the pure rotzen, there's no makom for ra. When you flesh it out in terms of a world of mitzvahs and averis, there's already mitzvahs and averis. There's sitting in the sukkah and a guy not even sitting in the sukkah. There's the person giving tzedakah and there's the person of being koifetz yaday. So in the world of the yud, it's pure, and that's where you have the esrik. Kenoded about tzilus and shmabu kulotoy v'zeh esrik sheish betam v'reich. Valkein hu im akoil rotzoy mekor hachochma shasherish hanelam haramas bekutzer shal yud begematria teira shu noivas chochma yoyna valkein ikra b'moyach omimene shafas samar chay leleid v'amin b'leis tavna yitzel upoitze. So the makom of pure good, that there's no makom for ra and nothing, it's good in its reyach, and I'll explain in a minute where reyach comes in, and it's good in its tam because it's pure and this is what it is. That's so when a person takes the esrog in his hand, he takes it, kilu, this is the nekuda of pure toiv that exists in the bria and for every person to hold on to. I want to add another point. This is the reason why you don't put the esrog tied together with the other minim, because the other minim have something in common. Even if one is very good and one is somewhat good and one is not good, but once you go away from Shlemus, there's something in common with all of them, and you could tie them together. The Yud you can hold together, but you can't tie it together. It a Dove Shalem, it's like, let's take an example. If I have an original painting, that is in a class by itself. Different imitations depends. If it's such a type of imitation, such a type of imitation, such a type of imitation, it has different values, but the original is of a different league. A person that has a Dove Shalem, and then you take Shvarim of it, the Shvarim are not worth a half a Shever. If a person has a whole plate, a half a plate is not worth half the amount, and a quarter plate, a quarter. It's a whole different league. There's Shivrei Kalim, and Shivrei Kalim gets its own price, and then you have a Kli Shalem. The Yud and the others don't have that. Even let's go one more knetch and to understand the reason why it's not negat. Today we know there you can, if you want to charge something, a kosher iPhone, let's say, iPhone with a hex. We're not going to speak about iPhones with a hex. You can plug it into the wall, and you charge it, and we understand that the electricity flows and goes from the outlet to the wire to the iPhone. And it makes sense to us. Then you have types of thing that you can do by induction. You put it down on something, and it becomes electrified. And it's kind of a mystery to us. Where's the wire? Why don't I get electrified when I put my hand on it? Like why is it going? And it's similar to by Moshe Rabbeinu when it says Vayetzal. He sort of gave his ruach over, and on that it says ner lecha ner lemeya, and it doesn't make difference how many. There's a certain level at which the hashpah is no longer like tied, and it goes from A to B to C. There's a hashpah, and it's imperceptible, and it goes there. So the hay is that type of hashpah to the body. The hay is the nekuda that's so the very pnimius of the person. The yud, which is the chachm and the mayach, and that's the highest dagger we have in us. The chachm, the moral calls the seichel or whatever. That's the highest dagger, and that's one. Next, you have the adas. Kineged hei rishayna, shuabina shebelev, term yotzel apoyel because of pulam is galim. The arava is kineged bina, which is a fleshed out understanding of what I want, not a realized one. So let's go back to our mashal. I want a house. I want to live great. So now I start fantasizing, thinking through, well, what does it mean? X amount of bedrooms, a place for this, a place for that, or whatever it is. So that's already a more fleshed out version of it. and that becomes the second darga. And he says, so it hasn't come out before, but it's a harchava of that nekuda. Valkein boreach v'lo tam. Ketam u'dova murgash befoal. Mashenkein ruach u'ruchni, dova shah neshama nenaboy. So that's why hadas has reach and not tam, because it's just like sometimes you hear a svara that's very deep. And so sometimes you just don't know what he's saying, and it's kilu lahoya. You know, that's maybe a roshim, not more than that. Sometimes I understand. I'm getting the idea from it, even though I can't get the exact hagdara out of it. So when a person creates, when the Torah gave us a ruchnistic world, a world of mitzvahs and so on, we have an idea of what it's about. We have a reach of it, but not a tam of it. It's not something we can put in our mouth and hack it. I was once sitting with a small oilo by Rabbi Shapiro. Obviously, he was learning something in Indian, and somebody asked him a question that he didn't like particularly. He felt the person's thinking was too coarse and not refined enough. And the person was saying, well, imagine if this is this and this is this, something like that. And he said, get your fat paws off of it. None of it fits into your paw. Like you know, don't be megashim. Don't. A reach is something where you have an idea of it. You have some tfisa, but it's not a concrete type of tfisa like would be achila. So he says, and that's why there's a shayla of reach. You make a brach on it. It's a hanor reach. It's a great hanor, but it's not a physical hanor. And the Gemara dashens that the kolon shama talukah, even though that only the shama is nana. Valkena begmati chaim ima kolon, and that's why hadas begmati chaim with the kolon. But tzoloima ima kara chaim shubalev. It's a tziruf to the lev, to the nekuda, and so on. Then he goes to the lulav. A lulav keneged avav. Shu etzem achaya oilam hamispashit benefoshes mi Yisrael zere Yaakov ade ashlochas ha-emes dargir Yaakov arzo. Shavovu ois emes ha-mashpia chayim kama shavua bezoir al-posik vechesem oisi derochav ade ha-ois emes ha-avav ha-romas v'tikos chutashon yadayim aloi. Okay. And it says that Rochav Azoyne asked for an ois emes, and the Zohar says the ois emes is the letter vav. When you take a thread and you hang it down, it looks like a vav. Primitive vav, simple vav, no frills vav, but it's a vav. It's a line. That's a vav. So the pshatnim is like this. In order for something to be emes, when somebody tells me something, I say it's true. It has to be an observation about something that I can match up his words to something else. In other words, you can't have something true and that's not mesiachis to anything. If somebody comes up with a very nice niggin, I can't say it's a true niggin. If somebody is mechadish a niggin, I like it a lot. I can say it's a very nice niggin, it's a very moving niggin. The word true doesn't mean anything. If somebody sings over a niggin, I can say, oh, this is a true rendition of the niggin. But the word truth is always a hashvah of two things. So to have emes in the world, I need to be mashveh two things. In the vav achibur, whenever I have two things joined together, then that means I have the first hechetimtza for emes. Ois emes means I'm going to make the sign. We spoke now. You're going to come back later, and because I have this thread over here, because I have the vav achibur, what you're going to do later is going to match what you said now. That's emes. And the emes is shaykh only. If the world is only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, emes is not really shaykh, because the midah of the gili of the midas emes is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu's when Amitosei Yisbaruch is duplicated in the world, it's given over in the world accurately, that's called emes. The lulav is the long, it's the long chibur, where it stands for the spine. It's the amud that connects, and it's a chibur between aliyah and tachta. It's keneged the vav and yudke vav hey, and b'meile it's the great chibur between a ruchnistic world that's the perfect model to the world that's here. It represents most of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagis are represented in the vav. The vav represents 6 meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed, and gvur, and so on. Those are the main midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these hashpos lamata mimic what's lamala. And that's why ma'ani afata. That's supposed to be. Valulav is keneged the vav she'etzem achai oylam is fatshav shol zere Yaakov ade ashlachas emes dagri Yaakov arzo she vav ois emes hashpia chayim like the Zohar says v'chein alulav doymeloi v'zeo sheresh chayim amispashit b'shishak tzoves she'im kol kerechus hapuls nivron. The vav represents these six. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hispashtos into our physical world is nirmaz in that look. Anything that's a bridge needs to be long. Just think about it conceptually. Whatever is a point. This point and this point. A bridge needs length to it. So a yud is a nakuda, and it is it itself. No ispashtus, nothing. Hey is when you have all dimensions, you have ispashtus. When you have a line, which is a vav shape. A vav is the chibur of two different things. Whenever you, the concept of a point is when you have something. Here, I have something. A line is when I have two things that need to become mechubur, that need to join each other. Let's just finish, it's late. How many people didn't have Meir yet? Do we have... Okay, so we have a minion. It's all summer, so he's going to come. V'hei achreina koil kol ha-knesses Yisrael af oisem sh'loi tam v'loi reach ukra yotzel mokum sh'yotzu. The last hey represents the possibility of even poishe Yisrael. The last hey includes that bottom hole of people that are holding on barely. Mikol mokum afo p'shechoti Yisrael hu v'loi nifrat mishrosho shukor ha-kli kibol. So yes, he doesn't have reach, he doesn't have tam. In other words, he's not exhibiting any simonim, he has no appearance and no manifestation of any ruchnius, but he's neg out the other ones. Something is still holding on to it. The zehu kol koyach hezu, the dalit havis rak de kable oivro ki ania vedalo, the lesla migrome klum. The hay is a dalid, and a hay is a dalid with a nekuda in it. A dalid means it. The Gemara says dalim, gimel dalim, gimel dalim, gimel dalim. Dalus is something that has nothing in it. That hay is a letter that has nothing of its own. We spoke about it once. I shine a rabba a lot about David HaMelech. Val kenyu so meinel levanish adaim la sinis chash kemoisa be kabbalas or mechutz chaim tamid bechol makom shenema dal oni. Yisrael medaber the yuani yusalahu rotzoloima anias bedas, which is hagoshes achisaron the lesson of gomer klum later mrs men alone. He goes into another aside nekuda that at least the dalid requires the that hey, that last hey is an understanding that you have nothing of your own and you need to get milamala. In other words, the avoida of that hay. We'll finish with this nekuda. He says in the next paragraph. Also, I just kind of put it together so that it reads. The nekuda of that last hay is first to realize that it has no metzias of its own, and therefore it needs to mimic that which is there. Hi, I think we're good. It needs to mimic the hay lamala. Because it has nothing of its own, and therefore the the final hey of the Shem, the Aravas, so long as the Arava understands that it's lacking, it has its share for the other ones. Because then it's looking to be mikabel something. It's not mikoyach, and this is the knetch. The Aravas and the Lulav have something, and that's what they have in common. In other words, my association with another person can be in two ways. We both are similar, we're both artists, so that gets us together. Somebody who's not an artist and has no interest in art, if I'm an artist, I have nothing in common with him. I have no reason to associate with him. But if the other person wants to be an artist and is a mevakish, then I now have something in common, and in some ways profoundly more so than the person who's the artist like me, because I have a real mashpia and a real mekabel. If that last hey, if the arava dehairs itself that it needs to get of the reach and the tam of the lulav and the hadasim, that gives it a shaykhus. So let's just sum up briefly. It's a dvarim gedolim and extraordinary things, but I guess sometimes in a year there's a time for it. The four minim are keneged dala oisius of Hashem's name, and that's written a lot about. He gives a mahalach in understanding it. He explains how the esrog is keneged the yud, which is, on the one hand, it's kuloi toiv, it's perfection. On the other hand, the yud means that it's tiny. It has no hispashtus. There's nothing we can't latch onto it as such. It's that nekuda that, like Chazal say, that kibikah Hashem, that the world's going with yud because there's not much place. There's no big mokum for tzaddikim and so on. The only tzaddikim, the very few, they're not many. You then have the hadas, which is already a manifestation of it, and as such, for us, all it has is reach. We can deher ruchnis on that level, but it's not something that is us. We don't have that direct connection with it. The lulav is the chibur between those ruchnis that go in yanim to us, and that's why the lulav, in a certain sense, is ikka. It's the chut hashedra. It's just like the moach is chibur to the guf, is through chut hashedra. And that ties the kliya maisa together with the manroich and seichel, and finally we have the arava, which is be'etzem devoid of it all. That's keneged the poishe yisrael, who they, as so long as they manifest that that roichim that I said before, that shuka, it defines itself by the herring what you're missing. And the male of wanting to be part of the klal in order to be mekabel. That's so we have a tam in these inyanim kefi derech zeh. Okay. Any question? Anything about the little daven? Okay. So how many do we have? How many didn't daven yet? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, 7, 8. Okay.
How does the Roshan tie into it?